Chapter 2. France, 1940. On February 10, 1940, Rommel arrived at Bad Godesberg on the River Rhine to take command of the 7th Panzer Division. His predecessor with the 7th, Georg Stumme, had been promoted to command of a corps. Their paths would briefly cross again. The 7th had been formed in 1938 as the 2nd Light Division, whose purpose was medium-range reconnaissance. The Polish campaign had demonstrated that such light divisions were too cumbersome to carry out their role and lacked the punch to be capable of much else. They were therefore converted to panzer divisions. A light division had comprised one tank battalion, two mechanized cavalry regiments, and a reconnaissance battalion. The new panzer division had fewer tanks than the original panzer divisions, and possessed one three-battalion regiment as opposed to two two-battalion regiments. A week later, Rommel returned to Berlin to have a farewell lunch with Hitler, who presented him with a copy of Mein Kampf, inscribed, "To General Rommel, with pleasant memories." He visited his publisher in Potsdam to pick up copies of his own book for his subordinates to read, and then returned to Bad Godesberg to lick his division into shape. He was not initially impressed with what he saw. Half of his 218 tanks were Czech 38T models. While these had a useful 37mm gun and good mobility, their armored protection was not up to that of the PZKW 3 and 4, of which his panzer regiment had a number. The 7th Panzer Division also had two motorized rifle battalions of three battalions each, a reconnaissance battalion with armored cars, a motorcycle battalion, an engineer battalion, 75 artillery pieces organized in 9 batteries, and an anti-tank battalion. While they got on well with Colonel Karl Rothenberg, a tough ex-policeman who commanded the panzer regiment, and had also won the Pour le Mérite as an infantryman during World War I, he was not impressed with some of his other officers. He felt that they had become soft.